And right now we're going to the phone lines where we are joined by Jamison Gordon. She is with Ohio Right to Life, here to talk about Pro-Life Legislative Day coming up tomorrow.
Jamison, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's good to have you with us this morning. And Jamison, as we look around the country, we see places like New York, Vermont, Illinois, passing just some radically extreme abortion bills. It's good to know in Ohio, not everywhere is that happening, and a lot of positive pro-life laws have been passed in Ohio in recent years.
Yeah, we've been really encouraged by what we've seen in Ohio. The way we've been describing it to a lot of people is just over the last month or two, we're really seeing two different paths become apparent. You know, we see what the path that New York and Virginia and Massachusetts and Rhode Island and all sorts of states are going down, where they're passing these radical bills where they're enshrining Roe versus Wade into law, and they're completely disregarding the life of the unborn child. And then we're seeing states like Ohio and Tennessee and Kentucky and Texas that are taking, they're making moves to take even more protections for unborn life and for the women that are in their state. So that we've been excited and encouraged by that. I mean, in Ohio, we've seen 21 pro-life laws signed into law by Governor Kasich, and more to come for sure with Governor DeWine. Abortions have decreased by 25% in that same time, and half of the state's abortion clinics have also shuttered. So, you know, we're really encouraged by what we're seeing in our state.
With the extremities that we're seeing in different states, and this is, you know, what do you anticipate is going to happen here in our country and for each state when we see these extremes, and what effects do you think that'll cause?
You know, obviously, I mean, we think that one abortion is too many, and our hope is that this goes all the way up to, you know, the Supreme Court, and that Roe versus Wade is overturned, and then it becomes a state decision, because then we'll have states that will outlaw abortion. Unfortunately, there'll probably be states that will still allow abortion, and that's where we can start having a discussion about, you know, changing hearts and minds. Now, that's always been our goal, is to change people's hearts and minds. And there are some pro-life organizations that, you know, their tagline is to make abortion not only illegal, but also unthinkable. And that's really the goal, obviously, is to create a culture of life where we can't even imagine that abortion is an opportunity. But that, I mean, that's the way that we see it moving, with a much more conservative Supreme Court, with the addition of Justice Gorsuch and Justice Kavanaugh. So we obviously hope that Roe versus Wade is overturned, and we can just keep moving down the pike to make just a better culture of life in America.
Well, and do you feel that because these laws are so extreme, you mentioned, you know, how they're stripping away protections for the unborn, but let's be honest, they're stripping away protections for the born as well. I mean,
right.
Some of these laws are basically infanticide. They're coming out in favor of infanticide, which most pro-choice people don't support these laws. Do you think that in a way they're so overplaying their hand that it may come back to bite them?
I think that people in the pro-life movement have been saying this for years, that the position of, you know, safe, legal, and rare, which was the tagline for abortion advocates for a long time, was really disingenuous, because if you believe it's safe and legal, why would it be rare? And that's where you follow that down the pike, and now we're seeing what they really, I mean, if you're following the logical conclusion of allowing abortion at all, that's where infanticide comes in. And so, I mean, it is really ridiculous. There's a recent Marist poll that came out that said 80% of Americans would like to see abortion limited to no later than 12 weeks. And so it's really, I mean, these extreme laws that are being pushed represent such a small minority of Americans' views. It's ridiculous. And so listeners will be glad to know that your Ohio legislature is taking action on this. There will be a hearing today in the Ohio Senate Health, Human Services, and Medicaid Committee, where they're going to have a Senate resolution that calls on Congress to pass that Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act that was highly debated in a national news, I believe, last week or the week before. So, you know, your Ohio legislature is not sitting around and waiting for someone else to take action. They are definitely trying to represent the views of so many Ohioans who are pro-life.
And how did we get to this point in Ohio and be such a good state when it comes to this? What do you give credit to for why Ohio is the way it is?
Right. You know, I think we have to be, I mean, something we always say here is elections have consequences, good and bad, you know, and I think that back in 2010, we elected pro-life leaders both in the General Assembly and also in the governor's office, and we got a lot of pro-life laws that really saved lives and also just, you know, protected women's health and safety, and it was just stricter regulations on abortion clinics, so that, and all of that. So I think all of that goes together to lead Ohio to where we are today. And I also think it goes along with, I mean, there are pro-life people all across our state who are in front of abortion clinics praying. There are people who are giving their time and money and resources to pregnancy centers who are helping women. I think they all go hand in hand, I guess I would say, is not only are the laws important, but the actions of pro-life Ohioans on behalf of women who are in unintended pregnancies and their children, I think those go together to create a really strong culture of life in Ohio.
And certainly organizations like you and others who just seem to be doing such a phenomenal job in this state. So credit to you guys as well. Thank you for the work that you do.
Thank you.
And you mentioned the heartbeat bill. This is a really important bill. Tell us about why this heartbeat bill is so significant.
Yeah, so the heartbeat bill is one of the pieces of legislation we're working on along with a bunch of other pro-life organizations across the state. And this bill has been around for a while, but we're really excited about it this time, really because the Supreme Court is really looking like it's going to be more favorable to this kind of legislation. So for people who don't know, the heartbeat bill would prohibit abortion when a human heartbeat can be detected. Now, that's probably between about 8 and 12 weeks in a pregnancy, and this bill would stipulate that a physician who performs an abortion after that fetal heartbeat has been detected would have to demonstrate they did so to save the life of the mother, and if not, it would be a felony. And like I said, that Marist poll really speaks to the importance and how this is really in line with public opinion in America, that 80% of Americans want to limit abortions no later than 3 months of pregnancy. And so we have seen this bill move pretty fast. It started with its hearings in early February, and we are today going to be in committee, in that same committee I just mentioned, the Ohio Senate Health, Human Services, and Medicaid Committee, and they will also have a hearing and a vote on the heartbeat bill, so hopeful that it will be on the Senate floor tomorrow. So, you know, this is a very important bill. I'm sure there are a lot of pro-lifers that listen that already know about it, but if you want more information about it and you want to send a letter to your legislator, you can do that by going to ohiolife.org, which is our website, and then under the little Take Action button, it says Legislative Action Center. You can write a letter to your legislator and encourage them why this bill is so important to you and to the pro-life movement.
And then, of course, tomorrow you have Pro-Life Legislative Day. So tell us about Pro-Life Legislative Day. What happens on this day? Where does it occur? And all that good stuff.
Yeah, well, we're really excited. This is our annual event, and it's looking a little different this year. We changed it up. So we are advocating on behalf of the heartbeat bill. We have a lot of people signed up that'll come, and they'll hear and they'll learn more about the heartbeat bill, how to advocate on behalf of laws. We're getting pro-life updates from pro-life organizations across the state and the different things that they're doing in their communities, along with we're going to hear from Senate President Larry Obhoff. We'll get a federal pro-life update from our friends at SBA List, who does work in Washington, D.C., along with other updates from around the state. And then, after lunch, we're going to take a trip to the State House and hopefully see the heartbeat bill on the Senate floor. So it'll be a really good day. We're having it at the Sheraton, which is on Capitol Square in downtown Columbus, and it starts at 8:30. So we have information on our website. I know that Toledo is quite a hike sometimes, so if anyone wants to register, they can go on our website on the main page. So ohiolife.org, click on upcoming events, and then click on Legislative Day, and there's at least more information if they're interested in finding out more.
Is there any cost to participate?
Yep, the ticket is just $15, and that covers a continental breakfast and lunch.
Ah, so you get two meals for that. That can't be bad. Can't beat that at all. Very cool. Once again, what's the website? Folks want to go find out more information or get registered?
Yep, it's ohiolife.org.
Can you go up right till tomorrow morning, or you got to get registered today?
Yeah, it'd be better just so we can make you a name tag. If you register today, if you're interested in coming, feel free to go to ohiolife.org. And like I said, on the main page, click upcoming events and then Legislative Day.
And if folks aren't able to get down to Columbus tomorrow to be there in person, what are some other ways that we can help advance the pro-life cause in Ohio?
Thanks for asking that. You know, it is a really important question. If you're wanting to contact your representative about, or your senator, about the heartbeat bill, like I said, you can go to our website, go under Take Action, the Legislative Action Center, and then there'll be pages for each piece of legislation we're working on. The heartbeat bill has a letter attached to it that you can send to your legislator. That's always important. But honestly, it's really important that people get involved, not only in state government and what's happening down here in Columbus, but honestly, in your community. There are incredible pregnancy centers all around Northwest Ohio. There are, you know, Foundation for Life in Toledo is doing good work up in Toledo. You know, there are a lot of different things and ways that people can get involved right in their community, and I'd highly recommend you do it because, you know, we need people doing all different things. We need policy people who are working on pro-life policy, but we also need people in pregnancy centers. We need people praying. All of those things are really important to the pro-life cause. So if you haven't thought about getting involved before, just do a little Google search, you know, see what pregnancy center is in your area, and then call them up, see what they need. Maybe they need diapers, maybe they need someone to help a couple hours a week with landscaping. Who knows? I mean, honestly, I don't think any action is too small when it comes to the pro-life movement. I think the Lord sees all of it as good, and I hope that people will be encouraged to get involved.
We're talking with Jamison Gordon from Ohio Right to Life. Pro-Life Legislative Day is tomorrow in Columbus. Once again, Jamison, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate, one, all your good work on behalf of life in Ohio, and thank you for that, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.